The last cruise ship to visit the capital city pulls out of Juneau tomorrow night as stores in the tourist district pack up and shut down for the fall and winter season. The Juneau Economic Development Council wants to make sure downtown remains an inviting place to be. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
If you walked by the clothing store Alpaca International on Admiral Way last winter, what you would have seen in the store windows was black curtains.
And a sign that says, thank you, Juno.
When the business reduces its hours in the fall and eventually closes in the winter, owner Zia Boccaccio says the main window display will remain looking nice, bright, and lively.
Are we going to leave like an alpaca image in the window, surrounded with beautiful wraps and capes? And we're going to leave the lights on.
Throughout the winter, Boccaccio says an employee will be in charge of checking on the window display every few weeks. Her change of off-season plans is a result of a Juneau Economic Development Council initiative, Winter Windows. Executive Director Brian Holst says it's an effort to address how Juneau's downtown looks.
Especially how it looks in the wintertime when many of our stores in the far end of town are closed.
Roughly 40 retail stores that thrive during the summer tourist season shut down after the last cruise ship leaves at the end of September. Many of these businesses are located in Juneau's downtown historic district and are required by city code to provide window displays that offer year-round interest.
Some businesses just put up a piece of dark paper to cover their window.
This common practice doesn't meet the city's standard. Holst says it's also just not attractive.
What we want to see is a bright window, so there's some light on the street, so people feel comfortable walking by, and then a pleasantly decorated window.
Window suggestions include scenes of Juneau's natural beauty or historic past. Holst says JEDC will connect seasonal businesses with local artists. Winter Windows is part of JEDC's downtown revitalization effort, supported by the Alaska Committee and the Downtown Business Association. Volunteers of these organizations went door to door and talked to business owners and managers about their window displays during the off season. They did this once in July and then again earlier this week.
It's really encouraged them to do something positive for Juneau this winter.
Boccaccio says she's totally on board with the idea and thinks it's the least summer businesses can do.
It's a moral obligation as a business owner that we should cooperate and support these initiatives.
JEDC plans to visit areas of downtown this winter, take pictures, and highlight the best winter windows. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.